This flu season, the United States will have about 24 million fewer doses of flu vaccine than it used last year. So health officials are trying to make sure the vaccine gets to Americans at greatest risk. Most of those people are over age 50, but some experts say that the nation should be vaccinating more children as the best way to protect everybody. NPR's Richard Knox has this story.
Like elderly people across America, those in Temple, Texas are facing a severe shortage of flu vaccine this year. But schoolchildren in Temple are getting all the vaccine they want, both the nasal spray kind and traditional flu shots.
We go out to school and we vaccinated over 2,000 children in the last 7 days against influenza.
Dr. Manju Gaglani works for the Scott and White Clinic in Temple. She's part of a big experiment to see if vaccinating school children can benefit the entire community.
Basically, what we're studying is if we vaccinate a large proportion of school-age children, then can we reduce the spread of the flu in the schools? And then, you know, as an indirect effect, can we then reduce the spread in families and the community in general?
Children are the biggest spreaders of flu. In a typical flu season, more than 40% of school-age kids get the flu. That's up to four times the rate among adults. Dr. Paul Gleason of Baylor College of Medicine is heading the Texas trial. It compares flu rates in Temple and the neighboring town of Belton, where schoolchildren are being vaccinated, with other communities where they're not. Gleason says vaccinating school kids does seem to work.
We immunize between 20 and 25% of the children in that age group. And we did see significant reduction in acute respiratory illness in the adults 35 years and older.
A 15% reduction in doctor visits for flu and flu-like illness. The Texas researchers don't know if flu deaths are down among older people, too. But a huge experiment in Japan shows that vaccinating school children can drastically reduce flu deaths among the elderly. Japan didn't intend it as an experiment. It grew out of the country's experience with a global flu pandemic nearly 50 years ago. The Japanese noticed the first wave of flu in 1957 subsided when school let out for the summer and flared up again when kids returned to class in the fall. So the Japanese decided to target flu vaccine to children. Boston flu expert Thomas Reichert says they saw it as a way of protecting the entire society.
The Japanese are very social conscious, so everyone who could be vaccinated felt it was their duty to be vaccinated, and they showed up to do it. On the other hand, almost no elderly people in Japan were vaccinated.
It worked so well that Japan passed a law requiring childhood flu shots. The law was in effect between 1977 and 1994. After that, Japan abandoned the use of flu vaccine for anybody. Reichert and his colleagues have documented what happened among the Japanese. When they started vaccinating children, wintertime flu mortality in the elderly disappeared. And then,
when they turned the vaccination program off, the wintertime mortality increased dramatically, even allowing for the continuing aging of the Japanese population.
The main mortality benefit from vaccinating school children is among the elderly. That's because few children die of the flu. But Reichert says reducing serious flu-related pneumonia among kids might save enough to pay for vaccinating all U.S. school children. There's another argument. Some say expanding flu vaccination would put the nation in a better position to cope with the next big flu pandemic.
If you want to have enough vaccine for pandemics, you better vaccinate almost everybody on an annual basis, because everybody's going to want it in a pandemic.
Federal health officials say the strategy could work. Dr. Benjamin Schwartz is with the National Vaccine Program Office.
If we vaccinated children, we very likely would decrease the spread of influenza within communities and decrease the spread of influenza to the elderly and vulnerable populations.
Flu experts who advise the government say that expanding flu vaccination is likely to get more attention once the nation gets through the vaccine shortage this flu season. Richard Knox, NPR News.